Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. Mix 106.5.
Back to school time has tested your patience.
Brought some surprises.
But the teacher said I need a new iPad.
Made you laugh.
Or cry, depending.
It's distance learning drama.
Who needs a drink?
With Kramer and Jess.
Tell us these are not the most relatable stories. Tell us. I'm even getting frustrated about kids. Tell us that every single day of distance learning is not a soap opera in your home. I say that is untrue, friends. And that's how we've created distance learning drama here on Mix. Because we get it. Like you weren't taught how to be a teacher.
Right.
You weren't conditioned to have your kids in your house 24/7.
Teachers were not expecting to conduct their classroom virtually either. So everyone is trying to figure it out together.
Sometimes it's dramatic. Sometimes it's funny. But no matter what, Wednesdays we let you get it off your chest.
Yeah.
So call us 410-583-1065 and just give us your distance learning drama. Like what's kind of driving you crazy? You can text this morning if you want to as well. Melissa from Dundalk, good morning.
Good morning.
Give us that distance learning drama that's going on at your house.
Oh, God. It's a new nightmare every day.
Oh.
So,
you sound so tired.
I am tired. I am doing my best, but I have three kids at home.
Hold on.
Oh my
I told
God.
You.
So
I got to make this quick, too. I'm hiding out again. But I have three kids at home doing distance learning. My youngest is six. Literally, I haven't had a moment to myself, like, in months. If I go to the bathroom, they open the door. A little hand comes in.
No.
Mom, I need this. I need this. So the other day, I locked myself in my bedroom. I put away my laptop. I wasn't even working. I was, like, trying not to even breathe very loudly.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God, I just need a break. I try not to sneeze or cough. I just want to, like, be by myself for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And so then they're like, Mom, Mom, where's the snack? Mom. And I didn't even answer.
Yeah.
And then
you're literally a prisoner in your own room at this point.
My six-year-old pushed a note under the door.
No.
And she's like, Mom, where's the snacks?
And then wait. The note said, Mom, where are the snacks?
On a piece of paper.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then I no answer. I don't answer. I don't say anything. And then another note, Mom, can I have the snack, please?
No.
And then I still don't answer. And then, Mom, I love you, please.
No.
Wow.
So, like, the note.
So she's just sitting on the other side. It's like frozen. It's like you're Elsa and Anna. And she's like, do you want to give me goldfish?
Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, so then, you know, I had to come out. So I still didn't get very much rest. But I was, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah, no, it's a lot.
Melissa, you're amazing.
Prisoner in your own bedroom.
Thank you.
We salute you and every other parent teacher going through this right now.
We are trying.
I know you are. And thank you for calling us this morning. Good luck with that.
Okay, thank you.
410-583-1065. Taylor from Jessup, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good. You're a teacher?
I am. I'm an art teacher.
So then tell us your distance learning drama that's coming with teaching art digitally, I guess.
So I teach elementary school kids, and most of the time it's pretty fun, obviously pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, little kids.
Yeah.
But what's been crazy is that a lot of parents would just leave their kids in front of the computer. So the kids have these, you know, art kits, and they'll be like eating glue.
No.
Yes, they'll be like eating glue during my lesson and like trying to stick popsicle sticks up their nose and stuff.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah,
because
they're kids. They're kids, and I can't do anything about it, especially if their parents aren't there.
Oh, yeah, if they're not in the room, you're like, stop eating glue. They're like, okay, make me.
Like, what are you going to do? Come over here? No,
what?
You can't. Come within 6 feet of me, can you?
Wow.
I didn't think about the teacher disciplining part of this.
Because, oh, of course.
Like, a kid can just, for any age, can just be like, well, I mean, literally, what are you going to do? Send me to the principal's office?
Yeah, or I'm just going to shut my laptop.
Right.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, this is annoying. Boop, you're closing the laptop now.
Man.
You know, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I have no power.
That's super funny. I didn't think about that. Thank you for your phone call.
Yeah.
Probably one of the most horrific things ever.
Whoa.
No.
What a setup for this, by the way.
No.
Okay, hang on, because we got to hear this story ends here with distance learning drama. Call us 410-583-1065, and we'll get her on with her terrible story next. Okay, Courtney said the worst possible thing happened to her. Leslie said the worst terrible thing happened to her during distance learning. We don't know what it is yet. We just put her on a hold. We said, hang on a couple seconds, because is it really that bad? We'll talk to her here in just a second on Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. We're doing distance learning drama. We do this every single Wednesday. It's just the soap opera that's going on in your house right now. Because life was not built to have kids inside the home 24/7.
We just didn't know how to do it, you know?
And because of that, tears, laughter, all kind of funny stuff's happening. So we just want your stories at 410-583-1065. I've got to play this for you, though, this morning. There is a viral video going around this morning of a teacher who is, I'm not sure what city she's in, but she's obviously trying to do her job over here, teach the class.
Yes.
And she calls on this one student, right? So the whole class's attention goes to this one student's little box.
Yeah.
And in that frame, all of a sudden, comes in mom or somebody, a woman.
Yes.
Bare-bottomed.
No.
Bare-bottomed. Listen to this.
A lot because school ended so fast. David Turner. David. Oh, my God. Who was that back there naked? Mom, turn your camera off. Take me on.
No.
I wonder how long. We had a couple calls like that where people, parents walk in not thinking about it, you know?
Yeah, you're just getting ready in your home.
Making those teachers say,
oh, my God. Who was that back there naked? Turn your camera off, take me on.
I was going to say, since there's a naked bottom in there, we better not share it on Facebook. But for our Instagram people, I feel like we might be able to share that video.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you want to see that video, go follow us on Instagram right now. We are Kramer and Jess on Instagram. We'll follow you back, too. Okay, Leslie, I'm sorry. For Leslie and Parkville, before the break, you were saying the most terrible thing so far in this whole segment has happened to you. And what happened?
Okay, where to start? We've been doing this distance learning thing, and I have a 15-year-old son. He's a freshman in high school.
Uh-oh, okay.
I've been working from home, and he has been in his room doing schoolwork.
Right.
And we usually, you know, don't bother each other. You know, we have things to do. And he asked me, he's like, Mom, don't come in my room. You're going to be a distraction, this and that. So I respected his wishes.
Oh, no.
Until the other day, I decided to surprise him because he's been doing so well with school. I surprised him with Postmates. You know, Dunkin' Donuts came. They brought coffee and orange juice and donuts and everything like that.
Yeah.
Nice.
I opened the door to his room, and he is watching, instead of doing his schoolwork, he is watching inappropriate movies.
No.
No, he is not.
No.
In the morning?
hang on. To be fair.
I didn't even know you could watch that.
Hang on. He's how old, though?
He's 15.
Yeah.
Ew.
Any time of the day when you're 15. It's,
oh, my
sure.
gosh. Okay. I'm so
that's,
sorry.
That's
that is horrifying. That is not okay.
Wow.
It's horrifying.
Who do you think was more mortified, you or him?
I have no idea.
Both of you forever.
Equal, yeah.
Never getting over it.
God.
So what happened? Like, what did you do?
Well, I screamed for my life.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, God. Any parent has to go through that.
I hope he had his Zoom class on mute because they heard me screaming in the background. But I told my husband about it. We were both pretty mortified. And my husband actually removed the door to his room.
Oh.
So now my son has no door on his room. And he will not have a door for at least another month.
Oh,
until
That's
the memory can erase.
That's probably best. It's probably best. You know what? It seems like a fair compromise for a while.
I mean, that's what you get.
You lose the bedroom door, and then I trusted him.
I know. And you got him donuts, and that's how he treats you.
And like you're all walking in trying to be mom of the year, and he's
I walked out with the Dunkin' Donuts too. I didn't give him any of that.
No,
I ate it all.
Absolutely
and
not.
Honestly, at this point, that's the least of my worries. That who got the Dunkin'? Really not. Personally, from the outside point of view, not the biggest concern here.
It's not fair to you.
Well, time heals everything, right? Time heals everything.
It's
so
okay. In like 20 years, it'll be funny. But just until then, it's just not going to be. So we'll just wait.
We gotta get these kids back to school, though. We gotta get them back to school. thank you for the drama. Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
And if you got a story, 410-583-1065. We'll do it again next Wednesday. All right?
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5. WWMX HD1 Baltimore. A radio.com station. It's new morning fun with Kramer and Jess. Mix 106.5.
There we go.
Hello?
That's better.
Hello?
What's going on, man? Good morning. Welcome to the 6 o'clock club here on Mix. That's what we call it. If anybody that's up this early, it's dark outside.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's dark, it's the 6 o'clock club. So.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's nobody else that can relate to being up this early in the morning.
They just don't understand. They get to roll out of bed at 8:30.
Makes you so mad, doesn't it?
It's time to get dressed, open your eyes.
You have friends that say that to you sometimes. They're like, yeah, I had to get up early this morning, about 8:45.
Yes. I said, you better get out of here with that business,
like,
sir.
Work's almost over by then.
I know. We're having lunch by 8:45.
The day is done at that point.
Like, what?
If you're part of our 6 o'clock club, just getting up this morning, let's give you a shout out. Just text us 410-583-1065. You guys are already sounding off this morning. Who's up?
Oh, Johnny E. He says it's too early. He needs his coffee. Yeah. Kyle, good morning. Brian, good morning. Michelle, hey, girl. Miss Irina is up with us. Did I get everybody so far? Yes, I did. Okay. Thank you for texting us early, you guys.
5 of the 9 people listening to us. It's really impressive. You guys are already up. So text us 410-583-1065. I'm so mad at myself this morning, Jess. I'm the worst grocery store shopper. Just the worst. That's the worst, period. I'm the worst grocery store shopper in the history of time.
Okay, tell me. I mean, I agree, but tell me why you think so.
So yesterday, I needed to go to the grocery store for one item. And that one item was to go get some
almonds.
Plastic cups for my oatmeal that I make in the morning, you know?
Right.
So I was like, perfect. I'll run into Harris Teeter really quick over there in Fed Hill where I live. I'm going to run in. I'm going to run out. No big deal.
Yes.
Right? I even text Jess. I'm like, you need anything in the grocery store? I'm doing a quick run. If I grab something for you, no big deal.
You should know that I don't think anyone on the planet can do a quick run to the grocery store or to Target.
Well,
like, if you think that you can get in and out of there within 20 minutes, you are lying to yourself.
What did me dirty was it was also like 6 o'clock, so I'm hungry, you know?
You're like, let me get some of this.
Yeah. I'm like going through the end caps. Everything's looking tasty. Let me grab this. Let me grab that. I actually grabbed a pumpkin. Why? I don't know. I got a pumpkin for my house. I don't know why. I got one.
No, Trader Joe's got me the other week. They have the pumpkins right there. They got the succulents on the way out. I said,
so many things, right?
Man.
But tell me this morning.
You forgot all your snacks.
Did I even buy those plastic cups? I did not.
You didn't.
I didn't even get a plastic cup.
You didn't even get what you needed.
I went in for. It's a different thing. Like if you go for a list of things and you forget one thing,
but you forget the one thing that you actually need.
The one thing I actually went in for, but I got a pumpkin, so that's cool.
Every time.
Yeah, didn't bring anything to eat this morning, but it's all good because I got a pumpkin in my house. So.
That's all right. You're festive.
Yeah, it's very Halloween, very fall in my home. I'm starving. All right, let's get the 6 o'clock club text going. Let's get some Baltimore top three. It is the top three trending stories in the city here in just a couple of minutes with Jess.
Whoa.
Can you pull the definition of a scrub really
quick? Am I a scrub? Well, I
want to see if I'm a scrub or not.
Depends on the day, sir.
I don't think we have any scrubs in the 6 o'clock club. We might, though.
If you're awake right now, you are not a scrub.
I should have probably paid closer attention to the song to the exact definition of a scrub.
Definition.
But I did not. I did not.
All right.
Because I know that you can't get no love from me, but other than that, I'm not quite sure.
A scrub. A guy who mooches off of everyone else and has nothing going for him in his life. Probably still lives with his mama. Doesn't have a car, a job, or a plan.
I don't live with my mom, but I have a podcast with my mom. Is that...
You're pushing it, sir.
I'm borderline scrub.
Yeah,
right,
you're pushing it.
It's Mix 106.5, 6 o'clock club. Good morning. Who are we shouting out to this morning?
Good morning, Veronica. Tyler woke up early before school because he wants to listen to us. Good morning, that's Summers. Cool. What's up, Lester? Julie on her way to work. Good morning, Veronica. Karen. Good morning, Jamie. Kim didn't put her name, but I'm pretty sure this is Kim that said holla because she always be out here in these streets in the morning. Good morning, Shayla. Good morning.
I already
said some of these, but just in case I forgot, I want to go over them one more time because I'm a little tired, y'all. Irina, good morning. Michelle, Brian, Johnny E., and Kyle.
And now you, 410-583-1065. Just tell us who you are and why you're up so early.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Because it is early, luckily Jess gets up super early to start scrolling through the internet and figure out the top three trending stories in Baltimore. And here we go. We call it the Baltimore Top 3.
Sponsored by Bob Ward Homes. Check out the new Snader Summit Townhomes at bobward.com. 13 movie theaters in Maryland will be closing again. Regal Cinemas has decided to suspend operations at all of its theaters in the United States and in the UK due to the pandemic. Regal is the second largest movie theater chain in the United States. They will temporarily close 536 theaters in the U.S. and 127 in the U.K. starting tomorrow, Thursday, October 8th. This includes theaters in Hunt Valley, Columbia, and Bel Air.
Was that a Regal Cinema we went to?
Hunt Valley.
Yeah.
Okay. We went literally the day that they opened.
Right. And I know that was maybe not the smartest thing, but...
But no one was there.
By the way, shout out to them, though. It didn't feel scary. It didn't feel unsafe.
Super safe.
I think there were maybe 10 people in the theater, so you have plenty of room. But
maybe.
They must feel like it's an unsafe measure. They're going to shut down.
Right. And they haven't released a date when they would reopen, but they're thinking it's going to be 2 months or more. So just prepare for that. Health officials are advising against traditional trick-or-treating this year for Halloween, so Lowe's has come up with an alternative. Drive-through curbside trick-or-treating at Lowe's stores will be taking place on October 22nd and the 29th from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. where families can drive up to get candy and a small pumpkin to take home for free. And don't forget, I told you guys about this last week, but the Krispy Kreme's Sweet or Treat Saturdays will kick off this weekend too, where you can buy a dozen donuts and get another Sweet or Treat dozen for free for $1, I believe. Saturday Night Live's in-studio audience members went home with paychecks after the show season premiere this past weekend. I had no idea. They had to pay their live audience $150 to get around pandemic rules. So New York State guidelines still do not allow ticketed events, but SNL could legally have a live audience if they paid the crowd as employees. So the state's health department did confirm that SNL was still following the rules, which state that only allowed audience members at live shows are paid employees, cast and crew. Audiences still can exceed 25% of the show's usual capacity and can be no more than 100 people total.
That'd be pretty cool, right?
No, I mean, I was like, how do I do this?
Yeah, like, we've been on the West Coast for a couple of years. We need to get up and explore NYC, I feel like.
I know.
I've only
been like one time.
Getting a ticket to Saturday Night Live is like a coveted thing. I don't think it's just like, oh, I'm here. I'm here for my seat.
Also, I wouldn't have a meltdown. Like, I don't even know if I could handle it.
I know you would.
I would. This is Jess, and that was your top three.
All right, 410-583-1065, 6 o'clock club. Let us know you're up. Give you a shout out next on Mix. Let me ask you a question this morning. Before we get to 7 o'clock, I want to ask you a question, okay? And just grab your phone and text me the answer. I'm not going to tell you exactly why I'm asking this question yet for a couple seconds.
Me?
Well, you don't have to text. I'm with you, but everybody listening is not with us in the studio.
Well, I think you're talking to me.
It's not just me and you. It's people listening to the show, too, you know.
My bad, y'all.
It's Mix 106.5 with Kramer and Jess. Here's your question. I just want you to text me the answer to this question. And if you have a number with this, then I want to know who and why. I'll explain. Okay, the question is, how many enemies do you have? Okay? How many enemies do you have? Now, your answer could be zero.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm going to give you. How many enemies do you have?
Yeah.
But if your answer is one or more, I just want to know who and why. Okay? And I'll explain why. The survey's out this morning. Oh, hang on. A survey's out this morning.
Stop it, Jonas. I just don't know.
I thought I had an intro on it. I just don't know if this is true or not on the average. So how many enemies do you have? And if it's more than zero, why? 410-583-1065. We're Kramer and Jess, and I'm not going to tell you quite yet why I'm asking you this question, because I know it's kind of vague, but how many enemies do you have in this world? It's pretty simple, right? Oh, wait. had a cool song lined up for this, and I screwed it up.
Hey.
Wait, oh, man. Oh, so many buttons over here this morning. Okay, here we go.
Hey.
Used to have friends, now I got enemies.
Yeah.
Used to keep them close.
So what we're trying to figure out is, like, how many enemies do you have in this world? Mm-hmm. And the reason I asked that question is because a survey came out this morning asking 600 Baltimoreans. I don't think I know the official term yet for a group of Baltimore people.
It is Baltimoreans.
Yes. Okay. Asking them that same question of how many enemies do you have? And you can text us, by the way, 410-583-1065. And they didn't really define in this survey what an enemy actually was.
Okay.
So it could be anybody, you know, from your arch nemesis to like that coworker that's kind of driving you crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
According to the results of people in Baltimore, the most popular answer by far, zero enemies.
Really?
Zero. 44% of people in this city said they don't have any enemies in their life.
Good.
5% said one, okay?
Okay.
10% said between two and five, and 4% of people said they have five or more enemies, okay? Jess, question, how many enemies do you think you have before I read these results?
I think I have two.
Okay, and who are those two people?
One is a previous roommate, and let me tell you why.
Oh, God. Okay, we don't have that much time.
Oh, we don't? Okay, I'll try to hurry. So I lived with this girl, and we were really, really good friends. And while we were living together, she was dating this guy. He broke up with her. She had a meltdown and wanted to move back home to New Jersey. Now, we were living in San Diego at the time, so figure her and I are sharing this place. And she tells me, I need to move back home. And just left me with the rent.
Okay.
And just left me to figure it out. And I was understanding. I was like, you know what? I'll figure it out. I understand that you need to be with your family right now. Okay. Even though it put me in a really, really bad position and I was struggling for a very long time. Okay.
So
a couple years fast forward, we're living together again.
I didn't realize Jess was going to vent this morning. It's a simple question.
Come on.
The roommate that did this to me.
Listen.
Okay, go ahead.
We're living together again. Now it's time for me to move out. I give this girl and our other roommates more than a 30-day notice. She loses her mind, and apparently I'm the worst person on the planet because now she has to find someone, and now she, you know what I'm
saying?
Okay,
I feel your attention.
And then she blocks me on Instagram.
Okay, so that's an enemy. Okay, God, that could be summed up in about 10 seconds. The other enemy in 10 seconds or less, please, who?
One of my best friend's ex-girlfriends, because when they started dating, she was dating another guy. And she started hanging out with him while she was in a relationship. I did not support the relationship. I thought it was very wrong. And I told him that she was bad news from the very start.
I told her
she was very wrong for what she was doing with the person she was cheating on. So we did not like
enemies.
Each other.
It's so funny because I feel like I have so many enemies.
Really?
I mean, I would probably fall into the five or more category.
Yeah.
I mean, from ex-coworkers that just got unhappy when I left the situation. My ex-wife, I would say, would be an enemy.
Yeah. I feel like her and I are enemies, too. Low-key. She blocked me on IG.
I think someone blocked you on social media. I got a boss that... It's pretty bad when your ex-boss blocks you on...
What?
Yeah, one of my ex-bosses blocked me on Facebook. I consider him an enemy. I have to say, I would have to have over five enemies. I fall into that small percentage in Baltimore.
You know what I say, though, why I think is because you are one of the few people that I know that always speaks their mind no matter what.
That's the problem.
Like, no matter what.
That's
you
why
don't
I got
care.
So many enemies, man. That's the problem.
You're just real.
Well, what are people saying on text? What do most people have in the city have?
So Kim says she has one enemy, her child's father, because he never did his duty as a parent. That is fair.
Okay.
Okay, Kim.
All right. Yep.
Another says my sister. Okay. Another says zero enemies that I'm aware of. Another person says enemy is a strong word, but I do have a lot of people that I don't like. And then one person, I think that's all we have so far.
So 410-583-1065. Like, do you fall into that norm of having zero enemies? I mean, if you do, that sounds like a great life. Baltimore top three in a couple seconds here on Mix.
You're talking to me. No, I'm ready. I am ready.
I love how you spent 14 minutes talking about this ex-roommate, but you can't have your tickets ready.
Because I got caught up. Now my heart's beating. Okay, so listen. There is a major change coming to your Instagram account, and I think we can all agree that it's going to make the world a much better place. I'll tell you the update at 7:10.
Hi, Mix. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Diana.
Hey, Diana. Hi.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Well, you were talking about the topic of enemies.
You said, friends, now I got enemies.
Ooh, yeah, yes. Do you have enemies, or are we the only two people in this city? Because apparently 44% of people in Baltimore say they have zero enemies.
Oh, no, I'm sure I have probably like 50% of enemies. Only because I'm a witch with a B and I ride that broom really well.
Hey!
Man, already this early in the morning and we're using that term. It's okay. It's going to be one of those shows. I can feel it. I can feel it. That makes me feel better than it. And I, you know, I'm shocked for people that say they have no enemies. So you're telling me that at no point in your life have you ever said anything that made somebody so upset? Like, what do y'all, like, nobody? Like, not one person?
Yeah.
Not one person.
Yeah, no, I would have to say my biggest enemy is probably my husband's ex-wife. And I kind of did some soul searching and analyzing. And you know what? I found out life is too short to worry about analyzing people. If you don't like me, there's the door.
There she
Bye-bye.
Is. There
yes,
she
queen.
Is. That's the answer.
Say,
right
say
there.
It one more time for the people in the back. That's right.
Man, this show is going to be so wild. I can feel it. Hey, thanks so much for calling us. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Thanks. You too.
And we're playing for $1,000 right after trending. Hang on.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
These are the top three trending stories in Baltimore and beyond with our friend Jess.
Sponsored by Bob Ward Homes. Check out the new Snyder Summit Townhomes at BobWard.com. Baltimore City Rec and Parks programming is set to reopen next Tuesday, October 13th. Recreation centers will open again, including in-person dance and fitness classes, STEM instruction, and other programs. Select City Rec centers will also continue supporting free meal service and student learning centers with Baltimore City schools. The aquatic program, including Baltimore City Swim Club, outdoor recreation as well. Keep in mind, some programs and events will require pre-registration and are limited in capacity. There's a really big list. I'll post that on our Facebook page, Mix 106.5 Morning, so you can check that out, okay? Instagram is turning 10, and they're debuting two new features that will limit negative exchanges and comments. October is National Bullying Prevention Month, and to kick it off, the social media app is trying out these new features to help limit bullying and harassment. The first one automatically hides comments that are similar to others that have already been reported. The second feature sends warning messages to users who post comments that are repeatedly getting tagged as offensive, and the comments that violate Instagram's community guidelines will continue being automatically removed.
I feel, I'm going to make a public statement about this, I feel so bad.
Speak on it.
For any kid that's growing up in the Instagram age. It was so hard. As somebody that was bullied growing up, it was so hard going to school every day. I hated it, especially like middle school,
yes.
High school. Hated going. But at least you knew by 3 o'clock
it was over.
The bullying was done.
And now they have to go home and you can
it never stop.
You can go back to it and look at it over and over again. Please be kind and please be nice to one another.
Yep.
A new study that was released this morning says that 79% of Baltimore parents admit that they have taken candy from their kids after trick-or-treating.
I believe it.
31% of Baltimore parents that say that they stash some of their Halloween candy favorites and keep them for themselves and don't tell their kids about it. 80% of Baltimore parents can't imagine Halloween without chocolate and candy. Of course, how else do you get through it? And when it comes to Halloween this year, 80% of people in Baltimore say that they will find a safe and creative way to celebrate Halloween.
I think later in the week we should talk about your parental Halloween hacks. You know, like what kind of tricks do you have around your kids in Halloween? Because that's a lot of candy. That's a lot of candy. I don't know if I have one parent friend that what she would do is every night she would go into her kids' bag of candy.
Oh, yeah.
And just slowly takes them out and throw it away every single night. So,
that
like, it just depleted faster and faster.
Why am I getting mad?
I just wonder how many, like, Halloween hacks are out there. I'm sure there are plenty. We'll talk about it later on this week on the show.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. Good morning. Happy Wednesday, right?
Wednesday.
Hump day, if you will. Connected in with us right now is a really special kid that Jess talked about in a trending story earlier on this week.
Yeah.
His name is Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
He's from here in Maryland and has done maybe the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
The story's making national headlines, Kavanaugh, all because of your generosity. Tell us about this mission that you set out to do to really provide to those underserved over in South Dakota.
Yes. So the truck to South Dakota. Yeah, so, see, I did a truck in the past in July or June, and now, since winter was coming up, and it was also September, which is Suicide Awareness Month, and also the Pioneers Reservation in South Dakota, they had the most suicide, they had the most kids that committed suicide, so I knew that Like, they didn't have what they needed to survive, so I knew that I needed to send another truck to them. So that's why I came up with the idea to say, donate a blanket to save a life. And I got a bunch of winter clothes, and I had a bunch of fun. And I just hope that they had what they needed to survive. So, yeah.
And how at age 7 did you get the word out about this? Because, I mean, that's a really big truck to send.
Yeah, it was a really big truck. It was a 53-foot truck. It was a really... And we... So the last one, we, like, filled it completely. This time, there was a couple more feet, but, it was filled.
And what all did you put in this truck?
I was collecting blankets and coats and just winter... Winter supplies, hand sanitizer, hygiene products, disposable food. Wait, what? Oh. Just food that doesn't go bad yet.
Kavanaugh, what inspired you to do this in the first place?
Mm-hmm. So what really inspired me is that in 2018 or something, yeah, we went to South Dakota for Mount Rushmore, but we had to go through the Pioneers Reservation. And I asked my mom what it was, and she said it was the Pioneers Reservation. And they said it's a reservation all on that land, and they don't have what they need to survive. Mm-hmm. So I remembered that, so then I just decided that, well, since they don't have what they need to survive, I want to send the truck to them.
So if you're just tuning in, we're talking to 7-year-old Kavanaugh from right here in Maryland, who by the age of 7, he's 7 years old, has now sent 2 truckfuls of supplies over to South Dakota to support these underserved Native American reservations over there. I mean, at 7 years old, how does that feel, Kavanaugh?
It felt good because I knew that I was helping people. And it was like I was technically helping my community, really.
Sure.
So that's why I knew that I was helping my community. And it just made me feel beautiful. And I just know that they shouldn't be living like that if we're just having happy life and they're just stranded somewhere.
And now you've got your own nonprofit, too, called Cool and Dope, right?
So why I created that is because I was being bullied in my Chinese immersion school for doing work faster than others, and I didn't want kids to feel the same way I felt because I had a darkness inside me and I didn't eat for 11 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So that's why I asked my mom if she would be sad if I died, but then I told her that I wanted to start my own nonprofit called Cool and Dope.
That is so amazing. So tell us, what is Cool and Dope all about?
So let me tell you what Cool and Dope stands for. So Cool stands for considering others' obstacles in life, and Dope stands for dish out positive energy. You don't know what's going on in other people's lives, so just stay positive. Be positive.
You are just the coolest kid ever. How can we help them? How can we help Cool and Dope? What can we do to help you?
So what you guys can help Cool and Dope, you can go to my GoFundMe page and donate. And my GoFundMe page is Native Lives Matter 2020. And so spread the vibes.
We can all spread the vibes, especially on Wednesday. So we'll put all these links in the video with you up on our Facebook page right now, Mix 106.5 on Facebook. Dude, it's so cool to talk to you, especially at 7 years old. What?
I know.
What was I doing 7? Not cool stuff like that, that's for sure.
I know.
But Jess had her very first Maryland crab, and this is a big deal, obviously, because, I mean, Maryland's known for their crabs.
Yes.
Have you had a lot of crab before you moved out here?
This was my first time ever doing what I did.
And if you were born and raised here, then it's probably just feels natural to you, but if you're not, it's a whole new experience, right? So tell us where this whole thing went wrong.
So I went to Chop Tank in Fells Point when my parents were visiting. And we thought that it would be a good idea for all of us to do this Baltimore thing together.
Of course.
And we got crab, right? And what they do is they bring out paper, they put it on the table, they bring you these like little mini hammer things, please know I've never done this before. I had no idea what to do at all whatsoever. And I'm basically... apparently you have to pick things apart and you use it kind of to crack it open, all this kind of stuff. So what I did was I thought maybe if I just hit the crab as many times as possible, as hard as I could, it would come apart and that would make it easier for me. I've got like scars on my hands. The legs are poking me. I got a napkin on me. I'm making a mess. I'm literally a mess at this restaurant.
How did the rest of the family do with it though? Were they like pros at it or did you?
I, for some reason, seemed like the only one to be struggling that much. Like my boyfriend was fine. My mom was, she had everything under control and my sister enjoyed it. They had like long nails, so I felt like it was easier for them. I was just hurting myself and making a fool out of myself.
Where do you think in hindsight you went wrong looking back on it now? I mean, now that you're kind of a little bit one or two crabs in, like looking back, I wish I would have done this differently or I wish I would have done this differently when it came to actually opening and eating the crab.
I wish I just didn't I felt like I was beating it up too much. And
you were too aggressive.
Just too aggressive, and honest, I just didn't know what I was doing. I felt like there is a technique and a way to go about the crab, and I had no idea what to do at all.
It's actually kind of a good question. 410-583-1065. Is there a trick?
Is there a certain way? Do you do a certain part first? Do you pull a lever here or there?
Yeah.
Like, how do you even go about that?
Does Jess need to go home on the weekends and, like, practice? Is it one of those things where you have to have, like, the endurance?
No, I need to practice, and I need the stamina because I started getting frustrated because it was taking me so long just to get a little piece of meat, and I'm like, what in the world?
What am I supposed to do with this? I'm hungry.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that doesn't seem like it's worth the time.
I just need to be better at it. I don't know what to do.
Better used to living here. Hey, Mix, who's this?
Hey, this is Corinne.
Hi, Corinne.
Hi,
good
Corinne.
Morning. What's going on?
Hey, Jess.
Hi.
yes. I'm sure you can't quite tell from my voice, but I was listening to you guys, and I was listening to you talk about that story about when you went to Chop Tank and this waitress.
Yeah.
Who you felt like you were just, you didn't know. Because you didn't know how
she's
to
brand
handle
new.
A
she's
crab.
Brand new, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was me.
No.
Oh, you were the waitress.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Hey, Kramer, I did not mean to ignore you, but it's just like I got so caught up in this tour. Like, oh my God, I'm on the radio.
No, I'm glad you called, actually. Hang on for 1 second because I want to hear an outsider's perspective of how this went. Next on Mix. It's so funny in the city. Like, we just talk about somebody and they just happen to be listening. We're such a big radio station. Like, wait, that's me.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
And the waitress of Jess's first crabbing experience here in Maryland is on hold. Her name is Corinne, and we're going to talk to her here in a second because apparently this whole thing was just a disaster. Welcome to Mix 106.5. Yeah, we're talking about how Jess had her very first Maryland crab and how, like, is there a skill to this?
Right.
Because you did not do well.
I didn't. I failed completely.
So let's talk to Kayla from Rosedale. Good morning, Kayla. Oh, Kayla, here you are. Hey, Kayla.
Hi.
Hi. So is there a trick to it? Any skill set that goes into crabbing?
Yes. So it's a skill that, you know, obviously you develop over the years. So don't be discouraged. You'll get it.
Okay.
Is there like a tip, like a number one tip, though, for a beginner? What would you say?
Yes.
For a beginner, number one tip would be know the difference between meat and the devil.
Okay. Good place to start.
Yes. So when you first open the body of the crab and you flip it over and you see the gills and all the insides, the little triangle looking pieces of meat on the sides that have like little slits in them.
Okay.
Those are the gills. Those are what filters, because they're bottom feeders. Those are what filters.
You sound like a professor right now. You sound like you were so good at crabs.
Like, do you work at the aquarium or you just have this knowledge
as a person? I love crabs.
I see that. You were like a diehard over there. Okay, so you got to know the difference, Jess. You may have to do a little bit of Google imaging to make sure you know which part is which.
What?
You had no idea. Shauna from the Eastern Shore, you were a waitress at a restaurant that does the whole crabbing experience, right?
Yes.
So what's your advice?
My advice is actually to ask. I'm a transplant, so I actually came from the Midwest originally.
Okay.
So I had to learn all this myself. The easiest way to do it is you have to open what's called the key.
Uh-huh.
Key.
So the flap on the bottom, if you pull that up, it actually makes it so much easier to get into the crab.
Okay.
And then you pull off the key, you pull off the top of the crab, and then you crack it in half.
So basically,
and then you can start.
Do crabs come with maps? Do you guys hand out maps or diagrams of the crab when you are serving to the table?
Can
I request those?
I just want to get a crab cake and be done. I don't like the work is. It's I know it's an experience, but like, geez,
you gotta have the
roadmap. Okay, let's get her on because. So Jess was talking a couple seconds ago about this. You know, her first chop tank is where
yes,
you were.
Yes.
And the waitress happened to call in.
Yeah.
And you were saying what about the waitress?
Okay, so when we were eating. A server, I don't know how long she was staring at me, but obviously she could see me struggling. So she walked over and just grabbed a crab, did not speak, did not ask. She just grabbed it. And kind of what Kayla and Shauna are describing of pulling whatever levers and whatever pieces. She just starts like pulling this and cracking this and all this kind of stuff, breaks off a leg, sticks it in butter, and then gives it to me and walks away. like crab mic drop.
It's Corinne, right?
Yes.
Oh, so you want to give us your point of view of what actually went
Corinne,
down?
Corinne, you changed my life.
This girl was such it shows. It shows that she's never had crab. It shows. She was such a mess. First off, she had the napkin on her lap. Never mind. Anyway, and she's taking the mallet, and she's beating the thing. I mean, she's beating the thing to death. She's clubbing it to death.
I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
And she just kept doing it and doing it and doing it, and I'm sitting there. And other people, you may not have known, but other people were, like, kind of looking, too, and I'm like,
no. Ugh.
So she just looked brand new, then.
Oh,
she
totally.
Looked brand
she
new in town.
She was totally new.
Yeah.
I looked brand new, like, you can automatically tell you're not from here, are you?
No.
Or you've never had this before. This is your first eating experience.
Yeah.
So I felt out of the goodness of my heart.
Yes.
Just so, I guess, was that your family with you?
Yeah, that was my parents and my sister and my boyfriend, yeah.
Just so they wouldn't have to be there for the next hour or so watching her beat this crab to death.
I know.
I just went on ahead and did my job.
Yes, no, you did.
Went right to her, went right to the crab, showed her how it was done, and, you know. I had to.
You
they
had
were
to.
Be there all day.
Yeah. So okay. Okay.
Going to be there all night.
I
oh,
know.
Okay. All right. So obviously you've opened a crab or two in your life. So if you had to give Jess a grade, we'll say right, like an A, to, you know, like a school A to F.
I'm being nice.
What do you give her A to F, like on a school grade?
G.
Dang, Corinne. Dang.
I love you, girl. I love your show, but girl,
I know.
You
it
were
was
cringy.
Bad.
You may not. You were so invested in cracking open this thing with something you didn't know.
I was trying.
You could tell that the rest of the restaurant was kind of cringing.
I know.
Looking at you.
I was trying so hard.
She was though. You know. So I take that back. I give her an E.
Okay.
She's getting there.
I just gotta say thank you for doing that. Honestly, it was you. I mean, crab mic drop. Like, it was the best. You walked away, and my family and I thought it was the best thing ever. So, thank you for that. That was so
awesome.
Shout
out Corinne.
You're welcome.
Morning.
Did you love it? Did you like what you ate?
Oh, yes, girl. I just got to be better at it.
Your first experience with crab. What is your review of eating crab? Is this the first time she really ever, like dug into a crab?
No, I've never had it before, and it was so awesome. I feel like I have, like, battle scars on my hands because, like, I got some cut. I was, like, trying to rip it apart and stuff, but it was so much fun.
Welcome to the city. Welcome to our restaurant. Now you know.
There you go.
There's Corinne. Thank you, Corinne.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Mix 106.5. We are Kramer and Jess. Hang on. We're not playing that yet.
Baby, be patient, one more time.
But now you know what's coming,
Brittany.
Okay? Little sneak peek. A couple things we got to cover before the show is over today. Everybody's Stay Home Sick, back when you were a child show. You know what I'm talking about, right? Price is Right.
Aww.
Price is Right was like the state. Like every time you were homesick, you'd watch Price is Right, right? Well, they're having to change things now because of COVID. Because
okay.
You can't come on down, right? Like,
yeah.
So what are you supposed to do?
Yeah,
COVID times,
like,
are so weird.
Yeah.
They're back filming, but they're doing it now without an audience. What they've done is they've redesigned the one level, and now it's just called Bidder's Row on the main stage. And so each player will be 6 feet apart to adhere to, of course, the coronavirus guidelines.
Man, okay.
And they can spin the wheel.
Okay.
But first, they have to sanitize their hands.
Yes, of course.
Luckily, though, all 77 games that we're used to watching are back. But it's just, This whole coronavirus thing is so bizarre.
Hey, but everyone is making it work
making
and doing the best that they can.
Yes, that's back over there. Also, let's take a look at Today in Dog News.
Today in Dog News.
Yeah, I freaking love dogs so much. I like dogs more than I like most humans.
I know you do.
And so whenever I see like awesome dog stories, I like to bring you Today in Dog News. And we're going to go over St. Louis. Jessica, you come with me. Come along.
Let's go.
As we go over there.
Here we go.
And a toddler is being reunited with his father, and there's a stray dog that kept him safe out in the streets. This female neighbor said that she spotted Kamarian Taylor, who was walking outside in his PJs. Little guy. He's got to be maybe 2 years old, right? And by his side, who was it? It was a stray pit bull.
Stop it.
Didn't leave his side the whole entire time. Nobody knew who this pit bull was.
And he was just walking with him.
Yeah. So the neighbors started like knocking to see if like, everybody knew who this kid was, and nobody did. And the whole entire time, this dog did not leave this kid's side.
Oh, my goodness.
It was like he was kind of like guarding
his buddy.
This baby, you know, from everybody out there. So eventually, here's kind of the funny part for every mother out there. The dad realized the baby was missing.
Stop it.
But he didn't realize that the baby was missing until he saw it on social media.
So, what was he doing?
So keep in mind, dad's supposed to be watching the kid.
Yes.
I'm not trying to make light of this. I know I'm sure it was really scary.
Of but like, course, but...
But dad notices on social media.
He's on IG. Yeah. Sees his son. Yeah. Like, come on.
Before he even realized that his son was missing in real life. And the dog, I mean, keep in mind, the dog is a stray. And he did such a good job that now the St. Louis Police Department is trying to adopt him, to bring him onto the police force.
That is so sweet.
So I thought
sweet.
That was a cool story. And there is Today in Dog News here on Mix 106.5. Brittany's up next, I promise.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.